Hello and welcome to the Home Uplink podcast. Today is Tuesday. Today's August 10th, 2021. Yep. Wow, time flies when you're having fun.
Yep, it does. It does. Shout out to my son. It is his birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
So we had a little birthday party over the weekend and all of his friends came and it was like our first actual kid's birthday party because he's just five. And I believe he had a blast.
Yeah.
So it was a productive weekend.
Yeah. But on a real estate note.
Yes.
Yeah. We are talking today about something we saw. I mean, when it's pretty much what always we talk about.
We see a lot of things.
We see many things.
See all. We know all.
So an article came out. Not recently, but, you know, within reason. And it says, the most popular cities for millennial home buyers, according to LendingTree.
Okay.
Which is a, you know.
Major brand.
Major brand. So I'm guessing this is where they're seeing most of the mortgages for them coming from.
Yeah.
Which.
Applications.
I guess, but at the same time, what's to say that they're not going with LendingTree millennials? I don't know. I mean, I guess from their standpoint, they could say this, but from their own statistics. I don't know if this follows suit. Personally, I would say no once I start reading these off, but for their own information, I guess. So, from what they say, the 10 most popular metros for millennial home buyers right now, 10 is New York City, New York.
Okay.
So that's, okay. I mean, I don't know how they afford anything there. So a millennial, I don't know how they have the money to afford a loan on a property in New York City. But I guess, I guess.
Maybe they're doing something right.
Maybe I know some people that work for like Google there and whatnot, but even they rent. But let's see. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I mean, I guess. I've never been to Pittsburgh personally. I don't know what kind of place it's like, but I mean, just by average cost of house there, I mean, I can't say anything.
It's pretty cold, though, during the winter.
Yeah, I mean, I think it snows there. I mean, I don't have anything bad to say about Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I've never been there. I'm sure some people do. I'm sure people who live there have things to say about it, but I guess that one's a throwaway. Austin, Texas. Okay. I'm surprised it's not up higher, honestly, because eight.
That's where most of the people that we've been hearing about leaving California are flooding into that and Boise, Idaho.
I mean, this article is about 4 months old.
Okay.
So I'm guessing it may not, I mean, they're compiling this probably based on 2020 stats, but if you were to put it in terms of today, I would think that this Austin would probably be much higher on their list because I literally pretty much every person I know of that lived in California or in Las Vegas that was within the age group that I'm in to you're in.
Yeah.
They all moved to Texas.
Huh.
They all moved to either Houston or Austin. That was literally it. They all just in droves, literally. So I can't believe that it's number eight. I guess I could say sure, yeah, but it's very I think it should be higher.
Yeah.
I mean
I would agree with you.
Been there. It's nice. It's expensive. I mean, and you know, it's not like you're getting much for cheaper unless you got into the suburbs, but the city-wise is still pretty much just as expensive as any metropolitan place.
Yeah.
Salt Lake City, Utah. Interesting one. I never thought I'd see Salt Lake City listed anywhere other than like...
I mean, it is north of the bay, so I can kind of see how people are, you know, figuring that out by now. And
kind of, but there. You're two states over. I mean, you have to drive through the entirety of Nevada to get from San Francisco or Northern or NorCal to get to Salt Lake City.
I agree.
I mean, nothing against it. Been there too. It's a nice place, but it's very like, it's a grid city like Vegas. I mean, everything's, you know, You don't have to worry about getting lost, is what I mean. Everything's northwest, east, south. There's no, it's not like where we are now where a street just ends, which is something that we have to get used to. But because Vegas is the same thing, you have Las Vegas Boulevard, and pretty much every street in the city branches off of that east and west.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
You'd always know where you were. If you're on Tropicana, you know where Flamingo is because it's just go
one,
down.
One block over.
Yeah, you know. So I guess, I mean, Salt Lake City's nice. It does get a little cold, but I could see that one. San Francisco is 6. I don't know. This one I don't even understand because they can't afford. There's even the tech people that work there can't afford property there.
No.
So millennial home buyers moving and getting loan applications for San Francisco, not even possible. That's not even possible. Even people who are making $300,000 working for Facebook, they're not sitting there able to afford some $9 million property on the hill. You know, no, it's like, no way.
I agree. I mean, it's...
Nor do they have the work history. It's not even that. You know, if you're sitting there and you come out of a Target school and you go to work for Facebook or Google or Uber or something, and they're giving you some crazy senior developer salary at $450,000 a year, right?
Yeah.
You've been working there for 2 months. You know, you've been working there maybe for 2 months.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay, great. You don't have work history. You go to the guy to go get a loan. You go to a mortgage. You know, you go to a lender and they go, oh, okay, give us 2 years of your tax, your W-2s, last 30 days of, or, last 6 months of your bank statements, and then 2 bank statements that are from this month.
Yep.
You know, and you go, oh, well, here's my 2 bank statements for this month, and you have deposits of $30K in there. But you're like, okay, well, what about last year? I didn't work there last year. What about the year before that? I didn't work there either.
Yeah.
So your income is just these last 2 months? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I can't give you a loan on that.
Why not?
Why not? So I don't know how that one works. I don't know how people are moving to San Francisco and applying for home loans. Because most of the people that I would know moving there, they're not applying for home loans. Somebody's buying them a house. Yeah. So that doesn't make any sense. Buffalo, New York. Been there. Mm-hmm. Don't know why somebody's moving there personally. I guess because it's close to New York, kind of like, you can drive there if you want to. You're in the Adirondacks, which are nice. I mean, I do like the Adirondacks. Beautiful place. So, I guess if you're going for nature, sure, right? But this says metropolitan, specifically metropolitan areas. So I don't know who's going to Buffalo for the metropolitan scene. I know people in New York, Rochester, but nobody that I know lives in Buffalo for that. No. And even Rochester, they only live there for medical school. But I don't know if you had the choice between New York and Buffalo. You're not really getting much of a deal either way. So
no.
I don't see how Buffalo is the choice. But okay, that's number 5. Number 4 is Minneapolis, Minnesota. Now, what's funny is that came up on our radar as well when we were looking to move.
Yeah.
Which is the only reason that showed up for us was because we were looking for a place for our own business needs, and it fit the bill, right? So I get from our standpoint why we were looking. But for anybody else... I mean, maybe you like snow. Maybe you don't like snow. I don't like snow personally.
No.
I'm not a big fan of I like cold weather sometimes. Sometimes I'll say, oh, I wish it was kind of cool outside, right? I could wear jeans and a jacket or something and not have to worry about it. But if I have to wear, we have some family in Maine, and they talk about winter and whatnot, and I could not imagine wearing 6 layers of clothes just to go outside personally. That sounds terrible to me. I'm not a big fan of wearing just tons and tons and tons of of clothes just to go back outside.
Yep. No, me either.
Not a thing for me. So, you know, I'm not trying to knock on every single one of these. I'm just not understanding, you know, we're the demographic that they're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see, okay, you look at the median house prices in these places and they're pretty high. I mean, honestly, you're not getting a bang for your buck.
No.
You're not moving to these places because you're like, oh, I'm getting a good amount of money, you know, for what I'm purchasing. Because even in Minneapolis, when we were looking at properties, they weren't inexpensive. Salt Lake City is also not that inexpensive anymore. It used to be.
Yeah.
Same thing with Texas. It used to be, you know, but it's really not nowadays. You're going to find that properties are ranging between, like, you know, a median house price is probably well within like the $300,000, you know,
yeah.
$350,000 for a median house, or what someone would consider a median house, right?
I agree.
So it's not like you're, I don't know, I'm just trying to look at it fiscally. You're not getting a bang for your buck by moving to these places. It's like, I could understand you're going for
the atmosphere.
The atmosphere or the scenery or something, right? Which I understand. That's why people move somewhere.
The accessibility.
But I'm just saying from my own standpoint, you know, why, like, when I view something, oh, why would I want to move to Minneapolis? That's cold and okay, great. You got the Great Lakes, I guess, which you can get to pretty quickly. You're
close to Canada.
Yeah, you're on the cusp of getting into Canada, which you can't get into right now. And it's like, so great. I mean, awesome. You're paying pretty high premiums for a home. And you get really no benefit from it.
I like to think that most of these individuals, too, who are moving to these places probably have some sort of career already set up to where they can
move with it. Yeah. Or family.
Wherever.
I get
a few of these locations completely. You know, like, we relocated from the west to the east coast. And, I mean, there's a lot of relocation in Florida because of, you know, just a lot of trans movement throughout the country right now. And I don't expect all of these, you know, millennials to go move to Nebraska or Wyoming or Idaho, or I mean, not Idaho, but Iowa, you know, because they
cornfields.
They do like, you know, being in the hustle bustle most of the time. I mean, they haven't been able to do this for 18 months now and be in like a metropolitan area where they haven't, you know, been wearing masks and dealing with whatever they've been dealing with. But I mean, some of these places just don't make any sense, because I'm having to assume a lot of these people are, yeah, like I said, either relocating because of a job or have the option of moving because of their job. And to pick
some
of these areas, I don't understand financially where they're, I mean, like, you know, we got an option back in the day when my wife's company was opening a new location in Washington, D.C., right? And they offered everybody who was in the company already a first position to relocate to Washington, D.C. for their new location. And, you know, me and my wife, this was years ago, we were, you know, molding it over. And we're like, oh, that'd be really cool, you know, to live in Washington, D.C. You know, oh, wow, you know, that would be so, so different from where we're at now. And then I started doing and crunching the numbers of just where we would have to live to be able to function. And it, even in the outskirts of the city, you know, where we're talking like Maryland, you know, anywhere you're looking at, this is, you know, eight years ago now, we were still looking at $1,800 to $3,500 for a decent place to live. And I couldn't bite the bullet. I mean, we were both making good money with what we were doing. And, you know, we owned our own house, and we were like, why would we take two steps back in order to live in this new area? And I mean, other than the experience, and I feel like a lot of these, you know, these new, you know, up and coming millennials who either finish college or, you know, they're joining the workforce, or, you know, they finally found that career. A lot of them are moving in order to gain an experience. Mm-hmm. And I have a feeling in about 5 to 10 years that experience is going to be over.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be exactly, it's going to follow a trend. I mean, they're going to move from city center to suburb. And yeah. You're going to hear about how, you know,
if I would have known better in my mid-20s, instead of paying $3,000 for rent downtown, you know, Denver, Colorado, it's like, yeah, you live above a meatpacking district in Denver, Colorado. It's cool because there's tons of microbreweries and places, you know, right down the street. But at the same time, you know, just think about 5 years at $3,000 a month, plus.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like, you know, following on that, you look and you see in every place that this has happened before, you go, oh, you know, it's funny because you go, all right, you look at places like LA, right? And all these people came to LA in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, right? And then as they got older, they're like, well, I liked LA, but I don't want to be in LA anymore.
Yeah.
And that's why other places got so big, right?
Yeah.
It's like then you have Orange County, Anaheim, all these surrounding areas.
I mean, even now in like, I mean, people are moving so far outside the city. I mean, they're in the Temecula areas. They're in, you know, the Riverside areas. Some people commute. It's craziness, but some people commute like, you know,
3 hours a day.
3 hours a day just to be able to call themselves Californians.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like when people think of California, they think of like three major cities. They think of LA, San Diego, or San Francisco, right? Those are like the meccas. Those are like the, oh, I live in LA. It's like, wow, you live in LA. That's awesome. But no, it's not really you live in LA. You live in the county of LA, but you actually live in a city called, you know, Mission Valley.
Yeah, you live in Yorba Linda or something.
And you're like, yeah, if I wanted to go see a Dodger baseball game or if I wanted to go see a Laker game, it's going to cost me an arm and a leg to get there because it, you know, I have to commute 2+ hours with the traffic and everything. And it's the experience.
Yeah.
Versus, I think if you were to look at it, it's age versus experience. And the age that these people are at, you know, I mean, I can only imagine if I was, you know, finishing college and COVID hit and I had to finish my college years from my computer, I would probably be punching a wall and wanting to, you know, get out of Dodge too. And when they handed me that diploma, I'd probably be like, where's my next adventure? But there's plenty of other options out there to have a robust nightlife and a entertaining, you know.
Are you trying to tell me?
For example, I'm just gonna throw one out there.
Buffalo, New York is not the mecca for nightlife
scenes? Yeah, you can get into the city. You know, and every place now, like every little town has a nightlife/downtown scene. Even our little community here has like a neighborhood bar and has like all of these little downtown things that they do for people. You know, their farmers markets and their, you know, food trucks and their brews. And, you know, like every place has that now. So it's not like, you know, if you move to LA, you know, you might have you're going to have a different experience, obviously, than if you move to Orlando. But at the same time, if you move to Orlando, you probably could live in
Orlando
more.
You could probably live in Orlando.
In Orlando and be down the street from the hustle and bustle and probably live in a nice high rise because, you know, those are only going for $300,000 or $400,000 versus, you know, $2 to $3 million.
Oh, God. Yeah, I wouldn't even imagine how much. I mean, I know some people who are paying like, you know, $2,800 for a studio apartment in LA, but a month. So, no, I mean, I on the aspect of someone going, yeah, you know, it's just the experience that I want, right?
Yeah.
And that's why I'm moving to this metro area is because I want the nightlife. I want the this, I want the that. It's like, if you want the nightlife, here's what I'll tell you. If you need to live it, go live it in another country. It's less expensive. It's less expensive.
From wherever you need to work from.
Yep. If you want to say, oh, okay, you know, mind you, 2019. It's 2021 right now, and it might be hard to get into the places that you want to, you know, get into to do this. Yes, but it's sooner or later, things are going to be normal again, right? And when that time comes, I would rather say, okay, for that amount of time, I've been living in, you know, Orlando.
Yeah.
I've been living in you know, DeLand, Florida, right? And I've been paying nothing because it's so inexpensive to live here. And anytime I want to go do something, I drive 20, 30 minutes and I go to a, you know, downtown Disney Springs, or I can go to downtown Orlando. It's actually a nightlife scene. Orlando
has a nightlife scene with, you know, all
clubs and bars and whatever you want, right? So it's like you could do that. But then at the same time, if you're like, okay, now everything's opened up, go to, you know, if you want to go have nightlife, it's nothing compared to some places in this world. It's like, if you're going, oh yeah, I want to live that life. It's like, okay, go move to Spain then.
Yeah.
Go, Ibiza. You know, go move there. It's like, there's no reason to be like, I'm going to move to Minneapolis because the nightlife's so good there.
And I just, you know, there's probably other reasons behind most of these people's moves. You, like you said, family or jobs.
Sure. I mean, people also leaving, especially leaving college, they're trying to capture this, I don't want to say.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yeah. You know, they're trying to relive some of their fun times that they had. Right?
Yeah. And you know.
Because even today, I'll tell you right now, I have friends right now who are 26, going on 27 years old, and they still do exactly what they did in college. The only difference is they work a job instead of going to school.
Correct.
So they work 9 to 5, they get home, and their life is exactly the same way as they were when they were in college. Mm-hmm. They get home, they drink, they play like Super Smash Brothers together, and then they like hang out with their friends, and then it'll be like a Tuesday and they're out drinking.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't, you know, that's what people are doing. Some, you know, they're trying to recapture.
I mean, especially where we're from in Vegas, I mean, we would get off from work and most of us would go hang out and, you know, catch up a local bar and get food and drinks. And before you know it was, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. And, you know, because industry in Vegas, you don't work until normally night. So it's like that doesn't affect you because you can go to sleep and then still wake up at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I get that. Some of those things on those lists, I just wrap my head around and I'm like, not even in my wildest dreams, unless some opportunity just showed up on my doorstep and was like, hey, I'm willing to give you a 6-figure job.
Where you do nothing.
Where you basically do everything that you were taught in college, because I know that you're, you know, brilliant and you did everything perfect in college. I'm gonna move you though. From where you're at now to...
On our dime.
Yeah, on our dime, because, you know, that's what kind of company we're at right now. I'm going to move you to a hustle and bustle neighborhood of Baltimore. Okay. I mean, cool. Or, no, I'm going to move you... Oh, you know what? Let's move you to Buffalo.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I've never been to Buffalo. Oh, you're going to love Buffalo. Yes, let me tell you. Yeah. You know, we're really not having anyone in the office right now currently because of, you know, what's going on, but still we're going to need you to be on the East Coast time, which is Buffalo. You know, we're going to need you near the vicinity and we'll get everything going for you for the big move and we'll do all that stuff. And you know, I don't know how many of those opportunities are actually showing up this minute for those kind of individuals, but you know, if somebody approached me and said, hey, I want you to be a broker in Buffalo and I'm willing to give you 6 figures and do this and that, I would, oh, okay, all right, maybe I can withstand that cold. Maybe I can figure out how to deal with that, you know? But I don't know. It just kind of baffles me sometimes because, like, they like to talk about the millennial generation as, like, you know, so much more experienced than a lot of the old generations because they've had growing up the internet. And the internet has given them a wealth of information that has to do with everything because the internet is all-knowing and all-seeing. So a lot of the, you know, the older generations look down at these new up-and-comers and they're like, yeah, you know, you should know everything by now because everything is accessible to you. Back in my day, I had to learn on the job or I had to do this or that. And yeah, But on the aspect of this particular reason of moving, I think the generation is far behind in value.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, especially now of all times, and I don't think when making the decision, that a lot of the times people aren't looking. I thought initially when this was happening, people were looking from a money sense, going, you know what, I don't need to work in San Francisco. You know, I can go work from anywhere I want. I don't want to be in San Francisco.
Austin has a really nice, you know, environment, and there's a lot of things to do in Austin, and I could make my same amount from Austin, and I'm paying. And I was thinking that too. I'm like, oh man, they're being smart about it. They're like, oh, I don't have to live in this city and pay everything to live here. I can go live somewhere else now.
Yeah, but then now the problem is that worked for a little bit.
Yeah.
And some people who had that idea, it worked for, because they went, I'm going to move from, you know, wherever this is, wherever, whatever metropolitan area, from, you know, New York or the West Coast or wherever it is, I'm going to move from there to another metropolitan area that's now not that, you know, I thought was up and coming.
Yeah.
Because everybody's like, oh, I'm moving, it's up and coming there. But it's just a full-fledged metropolitan area.
Yeah.
Because it's not like Austin is this up-and-coming little rinky-dink city. It's huge, right? Yeah, yeah. So moving there and going, yeah, I'm going to go get a nice apartment, and it's going to be great. And then you go and you're like, well, I'm paying the same amount and I'm basically getting the same thing.
Yeah.
You're basically just you're transplanting the lifestyle you had in one place and moving it to another. You're not going, I'm going to leave San Francisco and go get a, you know, there's a place 20 minutes out of the city that I can go get a $360,000, you know, mortgage on, and it's going to be a 5-bedroom house and it's going to be great.
Yeah.
And that's not the lifestyle they're living.
No.
I get it, but it's like, that's what I thought to begin with when people were moving. It was like, oh, they're moving for the same reason I'm moving.
Yeah.
I'm moving because I want to go to a place where values are representative for what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
And I'm going, oh, I'd love to buy a property for $350,000 if it's worth $350,000. Right. Yeah. But they're going, no, I just want my lifestyle here to be there because I just didn't really want to live there anymore.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, so there wasn't any more going into it other than just that.
Now, I mean, we're looking for outside opinions too. So if anybody does have, you know, a story or an opinion that they can relay to us on the aspect of, you know, them making a move or them knowing people who are doing the moves, please chime in, because, you know, we're looking at the data and we're looking at the numbers and we're just like, that's not really adding up in our head. But we, you know, we're just two individuals, you know, is living, you know, in a Orlando metropolitan area as well. So, you know, and we can sit here and harp on our generation all day because this is our generation. So like, we're allowed to, we're not like those curmudgeons who stand on their lawn yelling, you know,
yeah,
get off our lawn. I mean, we can relate to them and we can sit across from them and ask them those questions because, you know, most of the time, you know, we get lumped in that millennial conversation. So I got no problem talking about my crew in a negative light, because sometimes I think they don't make the brightest decisions. But
I can tell you by the last three, I know they don't make the smartest decisions.
Yeah. So here, do the last three.
So the last three are Denver, Colorado.
Okay, expensive.
Which, oh my gosh, expensive. I can't even. Ugh. It's like $500,000 median home price. Boston, Massachusetts.
Another expensive.
Very expensive. And then San Jose, California, which is like the tech capital of the southern part of California.
Yeah, it's like another, you know,
it's a mini Silicon Valley type thing. Yeah.
So those three areas, in my opinion, would be, they're collecting data from college kids who are moving to those locations to get jobs.
Yes.
That's all I can see from that.
Yeah. It's literally just me looking and going, those last three, two, and one being the most popular metro area.
San Jose.
Well,
good luck with that.
I don't know how to tell anybody who's moving to San Jose. Been there plenty of times in my life.
Can't see myself living there.
Couldn't see myself living there. And you're not getting anything for your money.
No.
You're not getting any, like, oh.
And you're living in San Jose.
It's like, okay, if somebody said to me, you know what, you don't understand what it's like, though. I make $200,000 a year and I work in San Jose. It's like, that's great. I can't find a property I'd want to live in San Jose for less than like 900K.
Yeah.
So you can barely get a mortgage on that. You'd have to save quite a bit in order to get a mortgage on that. And on top of that, it's still only like a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom starter home that was built in 1964.
Right.
So it's not like you're like, oh, I'm living in a modern castle for 900K. You're living in something somebody's lived in since, you know,
1962.
Yeah. And on top of that, I would have to go, you know what I want to do every day, all day, every single day of my life?
What?
I want to wait in traffic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. I want to sit on the 10 all day. They don't have to right now.
They're just working from home.
Oh, man. Well, it doesn't matter. You got to get food.
Yeah, yeah.
You got anywhere. Uber you Eats, do man. Anything. It does not matter. I mean, you, yes. If you, let me put it this way. If you live in your apartment, you never leave, right? And you go, you know what? I never leave my apartment. I work from home. I get all my food brought to me. I get my groceries brought to me. And anytime I have to drive my car, I'm annoyed, right? That's your lifestyle.
San Jose's perfect.
Right. Yes, perfect. Yep. Go pay $5,000 a month for an apartment in San Jose. It's going to be great for you.
Yeah.
Not, you know what, I'm going to live that same lifestyle where I don't go outside and I'm going to pay for all these things and I could go pay $850 for the same thing in wherever. 20 other cities,
yeah.
Right? And it's like, oh, well, those 20 other cities aren't San Jose, California. And you're like, if the name of the city is the reason you live there, you made up. I'm just going to, you know what? I'll die on this hill right here. If you live someplace because the name of the city holds more weight to you than the actual reason to live there,
yeah,
you made a bad life decision.
Yeah, I agree.
If you live in New York to live in New York, if you live in San Francisco to say I live in San Francisco, mind you, I was, you know, we were both born in California.
Yeah.
So it's not like, oh, you wish you were Cal. No, I was born there. You probably weren't. Most of the people who are like, oh, you're not Cal. You aren't so down with the Cali lifestyle.
West Coast is the best coast.
I was born there, pal.
Yeah.
You know, trust me, what you live for is not what you think you live for.
Yeah.
So it's like, no, if you're living someplace and you're going, I'm living there because I want to say I'm from, you know, San Diego. Or I'm from SoCal.
Yeah.
Or I'm from, you know.
Yeah, the best part is though when you ask them, they're like, oh, yeah, it's like a suburb outside of San Diego. Yeah. It's like, oh, okay, so you don't live in San Diego. No, it's the county of San Diego. But I actually live in a little city called Mission Valley.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay, so that's fine. I mean, I don't care. You know, like, I don't put that weight on you because you say that. If you say, I live in California, I say, okay, cool, I live in Florida.
Yeah.
Or, oh, I live in a little suburb outside of Orlando. You know, I can just say Orlando. But I it doesn't matter to me.
No, like, it's so funny, though, because the people who do say that, though, the ones that do go,
yeah, no,
I live in L.A. And then I go, oh, where in L.A. do you live? Well, it's not technically in L.A. It's on the outer rim.
Yeah.
It's so
there's a abandoned boat.
Do you know a place called Rancho Cucamonga?
Oh, of course.
And I'm like, oh yeah, I do know Rancho Cucamonga.
It's the best Cucamonga.
It's the best Cucamonga. And I'm like, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. What I'll die on that hill. Any person that says I live in a place because I want to say I live from that place.
Yeah.
You made a bad decision.
Well, on that note, we hope that everyone's having a fantastic Tuesday.
Yeah, hope I didn't dump on you too hard there.
And
I hope
you're not if you do have any questions or concerns, like I said, always email us at admin@homeuplink.com, and you can give us your personal stories or whatnot, or go to the website. Fully Functional has all of the open houses for the greater Orlando area every single day. So come take a look at homeuplink.com as well, and there's a Contact Us Now button. And we appreciate you coming by.
Yeah, thanks for listening to us ramble on about properties that you should or shouldn't be living in based on what we think, you know, which is way important.